Welcome to the Generations Radio Broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators out here in Colorado, but also a pastor and a father of five, trying to salvage the heritage of a nation, a godly nation, in the decline of Western civilization and the decline of my own country, where we are losing faith, family, and freedom. And what a nation, what a national heritage we enjoy here in America. A heritage probably unmatched by any other nation in the history of the world, and a pattern for every other nation, every Christian listening to this radio station, the 80-plus countries that tune into us from around the world. Our nation has a wonderful heritage, my friends, a wonderful Christian heritage. I mean, the first Congress opened on September 5th, 1774. All right, 2 years before the Declaration of Independence, the first Congress opened with a Christian worship service. That's right. They read from Psalm 35. Washington, George Washington was kneeling, as were Henry, Randolph, Rutledge, Lee, Jay. These guys were kneeling before God, kneeling down on the floor before God, praying fervently, imploring God's forgiveness and blessing on a burgeoning nation. One British governor writing back to Great Britain said, if you ask an American who his master is, he'll tell you he has none nor any governor but Jesus Christ. Now, you do that today. I know you do that today. You walk out into a supermarket today and ask 10 people if who their governor is, and they will not say Jesus Christ. They'll say some human being, but they won't talk about Jesus Christ as their governor, as their king, as their lord, as their head. As just about every American did in 1776. Folks, they acknowledged that Jesus Christ was absolutely sovereign over all things. This was a Christian nation at the beginning. Men like John Adams, Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, godly men. I'm telling you, strong faith in God. I've read their biographies. I've read their testimonies as they passed from this earth. These guys had a strong heritage of Reformation Christianity. Now, granted, they did have some temptation towards the secularist Enlightenment, the French Revolution, the Roman humanists. Yeah, they read these guys. Yes, they did. They were tempted to think the thoughts of the humanists. And it was a mix. It was a mix. But you will look long and hard for any political government ever established in the history of the world that had such a robust Christian heritage as the United States of America. John Adams would write, it appears to me that the eternal Son of God is operating powerfully against the British Navy. Now, today it's going to be hard to find any president, any leader whatsoever that calls God absolutely sovereign. You almost never hear of men falling down on their knees and begging the forgiveness of God in today's Congress. They don't do that kind of thing today, ladies and gentlemen. It's because they deny God. They deny the Bible. They deny the fear of God. They deny the sovereignty of God. They deny the providence of God. They deny the law of God. Not so in the founding of this nation. Not so in the founding of this nation back in 1776. Now, if you immigrated here, if you are an immigrant to America and you're listening to this program right now, if you were born here, I want you to listen to this. You have inherited a Christian nation. Now, granted, we have abandoned our Christian roots in America, as we have in Europe and Canada and elsewhere. Yes, they've abandoned it. We're in massive apostasy today. But it's important for you to know your heritage. Everybody needs to know their heritage. The only hope for another Christian nation will be found in those who will respect history and stand on the shoulders of the godly men who went before it and founded this nation so many years ago. The only hope for blessing to economies, to political states, anywhere in the world will be found in the blessing of God on a new nation or nations that are founded by Christians, as our nation was founded by Christians 200 years ago. Now, today we're going to look at that heritage, and I want to introduce to you an excellent resource on the heritage of our country. It is called For You They Signed, a 400-page textbook on the founders of this nation, the men who signed the Declaration of Independence. And I'm going to interview Marilyn Boyer, the author of this book, in just a moment on Generations. Stay with me. Folks, with this radio program, we're bringing relationships and truth back to a lost and lonely world. That's why we advocate homeschooling, mentorship, family-based economics, and a biblical worldview, all as part of our homeschool ministry based in Colorado. For homeschooling seminars, curriculum, and encouragement, visit our website at chec.org. That's check.org on the web for apprenticeship, mentorship, and entrepreneurship training for your children and your family. You need to hook up with our AME program at ameprogram.com. That's ameprogram.com. You know, the Generations Radio program is a ministry of generations with vision, where we work hard to cast a vision for the next generation through each and every radio broadcast. Tune in online at generationsradio.org for the daily show, the blog, and the online store. That's generationsradio.org. Welcome back to the Generations Radio broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson with you, and today we want to take a good hard look at our heritage here in America. What a wonderful heritage God has given to us, and a wonderful resource about this wonderful heritage is a new book from Marilyn Boyer called For You They Signed, and it's a wonderful book on character studies from the life of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Marilyn is with me right now. She is the homeschool mother of 14 children and a grandmother of six so far, so quite a heritage there, but also she enjoys a great heritage herself. She's a descendant of a Revolutionary War soldier, a daughter of a World War II veteran, and the wife of an Air Force veteran as well. Marilyn, you have quite a stake in this nation.
I do. I'm very passionate to see our country return to the godly principles it was founded upon. Part of my mission is to inspire families to teach their kids the truth that has kind of been taken from us. Our godly heritage has kind of been lost.
What a wonderful resource you put together. This is a hardback, like a textbook, 400 pages about the founders of this nation, the men who signed the Declaration of Independence. The book is For You They Signed. And, boy, you must have put some tremendous time and effort into this resource. What inspired you to do this?
I had heard David Barton of Wall Builders, who has really done a lot to train our family in the godly heritage of our country. And he does a presentation where he shows a picture of the signing of the Declaration, and he challenges people. He says, how many of you know more than two or three of the men in this picture? And I only knew three of them. And the Lord just used that to burn a passion in my heart to find out the information about these guys that have sacrificed so much for our freedom so that I could teach my children and my grandchildren and other people's children. Because we hear so much in our society today how our founders were deists, and if we do not equip our children to authoritatively answer that claim, you know, we need to know the information, we need to know the truth, and we need to have it backed up and cataloged so that we can give the correct information to people.
These men were not deists. I mean, if a deist is somebody who believes that God is out there somewhere, he's left the world to itself, these men believed in God. I mean, as you read these stories, they believed God's hand was right there working in their lives all the time. I mean, you talk about providence. These guys knew that God was providentially, sovereignly working in the details of the affairs of men, the empires of men, as well as the minute details of their own lives. These guys were no deists.
Absolutely not. The first prayer of Congress opened up as it was a three-hour prayer. And these guys read Psalm 34. And from that, they drew direction from God. And they felt that God was telling them, hey, you can win against the British Empire. This is what I have for you to do. So they drew their strength from that. But often, and when I did my study, a lot of them in their last will and testament wrote a doctrinal statement about what they believed about Jesus Christ, so that their posterity would never have to wonder about it. And those things are still available for us today.
Yeah.
I've documented many of them in my book.
How did you find these documents?
Well, I went back to the primary sources. I relied heavily upon a set of books that David Barton told me about. It was a series of books written by a man named Sanderson back in 1824. And he personally interviewed family members of all the signers as much as possible, or people that actually knew them. So much of his information is just primary source information. And then, two records of Congress are available online for anybody, you know, back to our founding era. And looking at these guys' last wills and testaments, for instance, Sam Adams said, I rely on the merits of Jesus Christ for a pardon for all my sins. Another signer, Charles Carroll, said, on the mercy of my Redeemer, I rely for salvation and on his merits, not on the work I have done in obedience to his precepts.
And let's be very clear, that's a Christian. If there's any definition of a Christian, that's the definition of the Christian.
Absolutely.
These guys were Christians. No question in my mind.
I could go on and give it to you. I found it about 90% of these 56 signers were very clearly Christians by their own words.
That's just incredible.
There's another one I want to tell you, Roger Sherman. This is just, I mean, no chance for believing anything else. He said, I believe there's only one living and true God existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that at the end of the world there will be a resurrection from the dead and a final judgment of all mankind when the righteous shall be publicly acquitted before Christ the Judge and be admitted to everlasting life and glory, and the wicked be sentenced to everlasting punishment.
Let's make one thing perfectly clear. These guys were the founders of this nation. They were Christians. And this is our heritage. And if anybody is listening to this, and they may be an atheist, they may be a Muslim, they may be a deist, they may be a lot of different things, but at least they need to get it straight in their own minds that this nation that has been so singularly blessed as a nation, prosperity and freedom and everything else for the last 200 years, this nation is a Christian nation at its roots, at its roots. That is, if you say, you get a group of 60, 70 men in a room, and they believe the kinds of things that you're talking about, and they decide they're going to form a nation, and they're going to issue a declaration of independence and form a nation, this is what a Christian nation is. And, I think a lot of us sort of feel like we've been ripped off because we didn't really get this kind of a history textbook. We didn't really understand this about the founders of this nation. Is that the sense that you have, that we just don't know our heritage as we should?
We don't. Our heritage has been taken from us. But the Christian heritage, there's all kinds of proof. I mean, I just kept coming across this. I just gave you a few examples of what people believed about Jesus Christ, but I could go on and on. There was one man, Thomas McKean, who was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, and he sentenced a man to death for murder, but then he gave him the plan of salvation right there in the courtroom. He said, since you'll be meeting your maker within a couple days, I highly recommend that you make peace. He just went on and gave him the gospel plan of salvation. It's really neat.
Wow. Well, interesting story. David Barton was out here in Colorado several weeks ago, and I heard this through a source that was there and witnessed what happened. But there was a left-leaning senator that happened to be listening to him, just enthralled with what he had to say. She was a descendant of one of the founders of the nation, but didn't know her heritage. And it was just, I wonder if our nation is going the direction it is because nobody has read this stuff.
Yes, I agree. But you know what? I really see through people like Dave Barton and other people, God is raising up our godly heritage for us again. And it seems like when people understand their history, it often brings about a national revival. And that is definitely what I'm looking for.
Yeah, definitely. And you have 14 children, so you're beginning the revival right there in your home. Did you teach your children this stuff?
Yes, I did. I didn't have all this information that's in this book, but, I had bits and pieces, and we watched Barton videos, and we got primary sources. I had my kids learn primary source documents and things, but I did not have it as put together as it is in this book.
Marilyn, one thing I can say about this nation is this is a very special nation. You look around the world today, okay, Zambia, the Philippines, Indonesia, France, et cetera, et cetera. You're not going to find a nation that has such a unique history, such a singularly Christian foundation as the United States of America.
Absolutely.
We are privileged.
We are privileged, but we don't know it. We're losing that history. That's why we need to recover that information and teach it to our children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about the men again. I mean, these guys, one of the things about these guys is that they lived in a very difficult time. I mean, a time of tremendous strife and risk of life and property. And yet they stood up and they signed that Declaration of Independence, pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. I mean, these were men of great conviction. They were willing to give their lives, weren't they?
They were. They believed in duty to their country and to their God and to posterity. They had a high sense of duty, and they wanted to be useful to their country. As I started my study, I was just going to have a biographical sketch and tell what they sacrificed for our freedom, and then also what they believed about Jesus Christ. But when I completed my study and looked back over what I had found, character just stood out. These guys were full of character. They worked to implement character in their lives, and they felt a duty, a sense of duty to their God, to be people of character.
Yeah. Now, were there any in the group that you would call deist or Unitarian?
Both Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were probably not Christians, although you never know what happens in the last minutes of their life.
Yes.
But we have a letter from Benjamin Franklin that was written about a week before he died, and a friend of his had been concerned about his salvation. And he wrote back to the man. He said, "I believe in providence. I believe in the hand of God and the affairs of man. But I'm not sure about Jesus Christ being the Son of God." He said, "But I will soon find that out." This was about a week before he died. But both of these men believed in Christian principles. They practiced Christian principles, and they wanted to see Christian principles inculcated in our society. Thomas Jefferson, when he was president, named the Bible as the primary textbook for Washington schools.
And I don't think Barack Obama has done that yet.
No, I don't think he has.
I don't think he has. Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the scenes that strikes me from the Continental Congress was a point at which a day of prayer was suggested. And Thomas Jefferson said something that sounded like he might be opposing the notion. And John Adams stood up and just read him the riot act. And boy, Thomas Jefferson kind of put his tail between his legs, asked apologies, and said, "Okay, guys, got me there. We need to ask God's forgiveness, and we need this day of prayer." So, you know, it's interesting, the kind of environment, the kind of faith, the kind of fear of God that was there in these men that you just don't see today. But studying their lives really does, I think, inculcate those things. So would you say it's worthwhile to sit down with your children and walk through these stories one by one?
Yes, I find it very inspiring. My children find it very inspiring. My whole goal in writing this book was not only to teach my kids the truth about our godly heritage, but to inspire them to engage our culture and to do whatever is in God's plan for them to move this culture back to his principles.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the family life of some of the founders. John Witherspoon, a really significant character, isn't he? I mean, this guy was a seminary professor from Princeton. In fact, I think he was the president of Princeton, but also a godly man, a Presbyterian minister. But a very significant man with a significant family life. One of the things that really shocked me as I was reading this was how many children these guys had.
Yeah. He had 12 children, I believe.
Yeah.
And family time in the Bible was such a big part of their family. It was just the way that they lived. Mm-hmm. He recommended that to other people, and he trained so many of our founders at Princeton.
Yes.
And Princeton, as well as Harvard and Yale, were founded upon godly principles. And I have that in the appendix of my book, too. But he trained U.S. presidents, vice presidents, Supreme Court justices, 13 governors, 20 senators, and 30 more congressmen.
Wow. A key player in the founding of a nation with such a rich Christian heritage. How about Benjamin Rush, a guy that everybody ought to know? I mean, this guy was significant, close friend of John Adams.
Yes, he was. He had 13 children.
Okay.
And he heavily believed in having Jesus Christ as the center of education.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many quotes from him. Okay, let me see if I can find a good quote here. He was firm in his belief that education, to be successful, must infuse the principles of Christianity throughout all of its academic disciplines.
That sounds like what I do in my homeschool seminars. You know, I talk about how you ought to integrate the Word of God into every area of life, every subject. You know, that's me talking across the nation in homeschool conferences. And Benjamin Rush was saying that 220 years ago.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just clearly Christian. He said, "My only hope of salvation is in the infinite, transcendent love of God manifested to the world by the death of his Son upon the cross. Nothing but his blood will wash away my sins."
Ladies and gentlemen, these were your founders. They founded this nation, and their stories are included in this wonderful new book from Marilyn Boyer called For You, They Signed. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to train our children in a heritage that hopefully will eventually form a legacy in future generations. And this is our desire with this radio program, Marilyn. I mean, I truly believe that God is not done with us yet. There is, for some reason, he's raising up families like yours. I look at your family as something like the Benjamin Rush family. You have 14 children. You have a vision that pretty much exactly is formed around what formed this nation 220 years ago. And it's not just you, and it's not just me. It's happening in the hearts and the homes of tens of thousands of Americans today.
It's exciting. It is so exciting. I just see it all across this country. I see God. I know that God started the homeschooling movement, and I believe he is using that as a catalyst to bring about revival in our country. Mm. I see the fathers' hearts turning to the children and the children turning back to the fathers and the children becoming involved and wanting to see our country return to its godly principles.
Yeah. And, you know, we do, I think, complain a lot about the fact we are losing our heritage. But you know what's amazing here, Marilyn, is how long a godly heritage really does last. I mean, you know, it's just amazing if you can get 60 men in a room who have a tremendous faith in God, in the providential hand of God, in the salvation of Jesus Christ, as these men no doubt did, according to their writings, and then they form a nation. Boy, the blessing of that godly heritage extends for hundreds of years.
It does. It still is motivating and inspiring to me to hear it.
I know.
Now, George Washington, he said, "No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts in the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they've advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency." They saw that. They saw God's hand in everything that happened throughout the American Revolution. And there were so many instances where natural occurrences happened, the weather happened in favor of the patriots. It's just really exciting and inspiring to study it.
And even as we sit down and read these books to our children, like your book For You They Signed, and as we, you know, develop our own heritage, as we commit ourselves to the same sorts of convictions and the principles, the godly biblical principles that founded this nation, I wonder if our legacy could last several hundred years as theirs did.
I believe it could. I believe it could, and I'm excited about it. I think it's exciting to be living in this day that we are living in.
Right.
I see God raising up people to do just that.
And it really starts with unwrapping the heritage, honoring the heritage of those who went before us, who maintained this strong Christian vision for the nation. And then your book, For You They Signed, is a way in which I think families can do that. How would you recommend they share these things with their children?
The way that I wrote it is so that a dad can... There's 56 signers, so he can take one per week, and the family can study together in family devotions. The book comes with a 180-page ebook that's free, and in that ebook are coloring pages for the little kids to color while the dad's leading the family. There's a character quality to learn and a Bible verse to learn each week, and then also there's family fun quizzes, which we do, like every other week, we'll go through and do the fun quizzes, the purpose being to cement the information in the children's minds and the parents' minds. That way the family can learn together. And as the little kids color the coloring pages, you can put them on the refrigerator so the whole family learns to identify who Benjamin Rush is or Charles Carroll. And then the fun quizzes, you just go through them every other week, and this information is retained rather than, I don't know, a lot of times we just read a book and say, yeah, that was great, and then forget about it. But it's designed to help retain the information so it will be a part of us and go with us to influence others.
Ladies and gentlemen, the book is For You They Signed by Marilyn Boyer, Character Studies from the Lives of the Signers of the Declaration of Independence. This is our heritage, and I recommend the book. You can purchase the book at thelearningparent.com. Again, that's thelearningparent.com. And I'm sure other resources available there at your website as well.
Yes, there are. We've been writing books for several years. We started homeschooling 29 years ago.
Okay. There's a heritage. There's a heritage. And you're a resource, really, for anybody who wants to homeschool their children as well.
It is. It's not just for homeschooling. I mean, anybody would benefit from reading it. I would love to see it to get into the Christian schools and also public schools, possibly. Mm-hmm. We're exploring some different paths here that we might get it out into the hands of people. But it would be enjoyed and benefited by anybody.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Because if you live in the United States of America, one thing I can say is that this is your heritage. There were a group of 56 men that were in a room about 220 years ago, and they signed a document called the Declaration of Independence. These are your founders. These are your fathers. This is your heritage. You need to read this stuff. For You, They Signed by Marilyn Boyer, available at thelearningparent.com. That's thelearningparent.com on the web. Marilyn, thanks so much for joining us and just sharing a little piece of the vision with us today on Generations.
Oh, you're very welcome. Pleasure to be with you.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Generations Radio Broadcast, where we enjoy our heritage. We thank God for our heritage, but also challenge our children and our grandchildren to carry this heritage into, hopefully, the establishment of a free nation like the one that was established so many years ago. And I also write on this vision in my book, The Second Mayflower, available at my website, kevinswanson.com, where you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, right there at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson. I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with some great messages that will encourage your family to live and love together the way God has laid out in His Word. Imagine a 5-day camp with some of the best nationally known speakers on the family. A 5-day camp priced from $155. That's $155 for the whole family. We have obtained the use of one of the largest campgrounds in the West for this camp. Your family will hear inspiring messages on relationships and loving the family from some of the familiar voices carried on the Generations Radio broadcast. And there will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, tennis, ping pong, paddle boats, and canoeing. We have priced this camp so it will be affordable to the largest families with the lowest income and a tough economy. To register or just check out a little more information on this camp, visit our website, renewingthefamily.com. That's renewingthefamily.com. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock.